Washington State's insurance commissioner is proposing legislation that would establish a so-called reinsurance program he says will provide stability in the market and lower individual premium costs. Steve Jackson has more.
The idea behind reinsurance is to allow insurance companies to remain solvent by giving them partial reimbursement for high-cost claims that exceed a certain threshold, like some cancer cases. Insurance Commissioner Mike Kreidler says the federal government was providing reinsurance to insurance companies providing coverage under the Affordable Care Act until about a year ago. After it was discontinued, he says premium prices began to creep up.
It was a huge increase. We saw a jump of at least 10% in premiums, and that's what we're trying to recapture right now to get that lowered back down again after the reinsurance program went away.
Now, bills have been proposed in both the House and Senate to institute a state reinsurance program at a cost of $200 million.
Now, we are going to be seeking a waiver from the federal government, which could cover 25% of that total cost, something like $40 million a year would come from the federal government through a waiver program.
At a hearing in the Senate Health and Long-Term Care Committee Tuesday, Patrick Connor of the National Federation of Independent Business said he worried that the plan would provide no real guarantees that health insurance would remain stable in the state.
We get no guarantee that we will be fully covered in every county. There is no guarantee that health insurance rates will go down. The only guarantee is higher costs on the very people that this legislation claims to help.
Commissioner Kreidler believes the plan will lower average premiums by 10% and ensure that every county in the state will have insurance providers. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.